Oh my God!
Have you ever looked at the map?
I farted when you said it. I was so upset.
Have you ever looked at the map of it?
No.
Just go.
Did you hear about the audit?
Oh my God!
Yeah, take that fart.
Whoa! Damn.
That was a nice one.
Sean, did you hear about where they asked for another $300,000?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh my God, dude, you're falling off. Okay. Georgia Golf Hall of Fame asked for the supplemental of $300,000. All right?
Why?
Oh, because they said they could not keep the botanical gardens open. All right? If they didn't have that.
Please light your cigarette lighter, please.
If they didn't have that 300 grand, all right?
It's blue!
Now it gets better. Okay. All right? When, the news show, which is definitely conservative, you know, Handsome Harley, Mary Liz, and all that. They were like, they've never paid more than $100 for the Right to Information Act. The Right to Information Act is you can pull it on someone and they have to give you all their financial information at the cost it would take them to print it for you. Right? They've never paid more than $100 for it.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to the Golf Hall of Fame, it was like $7,000. It was $7,000 or $17,000. It was like insane. Right? And so they went and they followed another story out in fucking, I think it's Lewiston, and they built a school. They bought the land, graded it, landscaped it, built a school, put everything in it, computers and everything, for $9 million. The only thing they didn't put in there was textbooks and desks for $9 million in this school. All right?
Who is this?
Oh, God, I think it's Lewiston.
Lewiston Construction?
No, elementary.
Oh.
But they built it.
Oh, we're not going to edit his name at all. His name's going to be
mentioned. We spent $9 million and we got a school minus desks and books.
Okay.
And that's period. They got $13 million at the least. It was 12 plus at least $1 million in private donations for the fucking... And dude, they went way over.
Oh, yeah.
We've got mediocre.
And there's nothing there.
It's mediocre at best.
Look at the map. Just when on your way home today, go stop at the take I-20 on your way home.
I've done it.
Stop at the rest stop and get the brochure for the Golf Hall of Fame here in Augusta, and look at the map because it folds out to a map, and the map will show you there is like five. You can see the entire thing in less than 15 minutes, and you have to pay like $10 to get in.
It gets better. It gets
literally better. $10. I'm not exaggerating about that.
Look, they built. They bought, landscaped, sewage, electrical, gas, building, computers, everything, a school for $9 million.
Yeah.
For 13 plus, we have a brick wall, some grass, a few statues, some flowers. And a shitty little thing.
And we have to pay to get into it.
And then they asked for money. Hey, we need 300 grand. Scott Hudson. Not high on my list, but he's a good reporter. I mean, he does dig. Went in and was like, hey, you know, what's going on with this? You know, no one returns calls. No one. They would not return his calls.
Paul Simon was probably out busy, like, digging up some sort of historic alley to...
The $300,000 request was denied.
Awesome.
The GBI is being brought in. They want a full accountability.
Ooh.
We are going to lose our Georgia Golf Hall of Fame. Here's something that people don't understand. Everyone in Georgia was misled. They thought that the Golf Hall of Fame was going to be Georgia. Like in Augusta. You know, hey,
sweet. We have
these guys. No. The Georgia Golf Hall of Fame only, in theory, is supposed to spotlight golfers from Augusta.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
We got ass fucked, no lube, dick wrapped in sandpaper on that one.